This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. February 2026 already. Wow, time flies, doesn't it? Let's dive into the Park City Newcomers newsletter.
Always something interesting in there, yeah.
Right? This month, it's like totally packed. Water systems, paint nights, cheese tours, AI workshops.
Quite the variety, for sure.
Seriously. Where do we even start? Maybe with something everyone uses every day?
Like water, you mean?
Exactly. Park City's water system, apparently it's more complex than you'd think. So the newsletter highlights Michelle DeHaan and Clint McAfee from the Park City Water Department. They're the speakers at the monthly coffee.
Good to know who's keeping our taps flowing, right?
Right. And get this, Park City operates a super complex water system, even though the EPA classifies it as small.
Small but mighty, huh? I like that.
Totally. They rely on like 8 water sources, including mine tunnels, that supply almost half the water.
Wow, that's pretty unique, isn't it?
Right. And over 130 miles of pipeline and 3 water treatment plants. That's a lot for a town our size.
Definitely punching above its weight, I'd say.
Apparently, they face challenges like aging infrastructure and the high cost of importing water.
Makes sense. Mountain towns aren't always the easiest to maintain, are they?
But the article says they consistently meet or exceed water quality standards.
That's reassuring, definitely.
Absolutely. High quality drinking water to over 5,500 connections.
So next time I turn on the tap, I'll appreciate it a little more.
Exactly. And now you know who to thank. Ha 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 ha. Okay, switching gears completely. The first VP events sound fun. Paint night in February.
Paint night. Always a good time, yeah.
This one's at Back 40 for dinner, then Inspiration Haven Art Studio for painting.
Dinner and art. Can't go wrong with that.
BYOB for the painting part.
Even better, haha.
And in March, they're doing a private tour of Heber Valley Artisan Cheese.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I love cheese.
Right. Meet the Cows tour, cheese tasting, followed by lunch.
I'm in. Sign me up.
Back 40 again for lunch.
They must have a good deal with the newcomers, huh?
Haha, maybe. But seriously, Heber Valley Artisan Cheese is legit. Family dairy farm for almost 100 years.
Local and delicious. Can't beat that.
Grass-fed cows, natural springs. They call them happy and healthy gals.
Love it. That's so cute.
Sounds like a fun day trip for sure. Okay, something a little different for April. Practical AI, a newcomer's guide to an AI mindset.
AI, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah. Cut through the hype and, you know, explore the potential.
I could use that, honestly.
Apparently, whether you want to sharpen your canasta skills or plan an exotic trip, AI can help.
Okay, that's a pretty wide range, isn't it?
Right. Todd McDonald from the Center for Applied AI is leading the workshop.
Good to have a local expert, yeah.
The session covers AI basics, beginner tools, and actionable steps.
Sounds practical, which is good.
Exactly. Knowledge and tools to navigate the AI landscape.
I'm intrigued, I gotta say.
Me too, actually. Okay, quick note. The June trip to Palisade, Colorado is full.
Bummer. Oh, well.
But they have a wait list. Vineyards, winemaker wedders, hiking, bluegrass festival.
Sounds amazing. I'm jealous.
Definitely. And then there's a list of the newcomers' board members.
Good to know who's running the show, right?
Plus, they're looking for people to get more involved.
Always good to have fresh faces. Yeah.
Oh, this sounds cool. Discover Deer Valley's historic expansion on skis.
Ooh, a ski tour. That's awesome.
Private on mountain tour led by a newcomers' club member and Deer Valley mountain host.
Nice perk for sure.
Inside look at the new East Village expansion.
I've heard it's huge. Yeah.
100 new runs and 10 new lifts.
Wow, that's a lot.
You have to be able to ski Blue Runs and have a Deer Valley lift ticket or pass.
Makes sense, yeah.
Limited availability, waitlist only.
Gotta be quick to sign up then.
Okay, let's run through some of the recurring activities. Bark Buddies.
Always a hit with the dog owners.
Different dog parks each Friday.
Socializing for dogs and their humans, that's great.
Duplicate Bridge is on hold until spring.
Good to know if you're into that.
Book Club is reading Brave the Wild River.
Sounds interesting, I might check that out.
Evening Book Club is reading Someone Else's Shoes.
Another good one I've heard.
Funbridge, Bunko, Canasta, Cats.
Something for everyone, definitely.
Cooking and dining adventure signups are coming in March.
That's a fun way to meet people, for sure.
Denim Dining is on pause, but they need a host.
Stepped up, people, if you're interested.
Garden Group is dormant until spring.
Waiting for warmer weather makes sense.
Gone Wild is going to the Salt Lake Museum of Illusions.
That sounds trippy, haha.
Hiking is wrapped up for the year, but snowshoeing is happening.
Gotta love winter in Park City, right?
L8S is going to the Warehouse, a private supercar showroom.
Oh, fancy, fancy.
Guided tour, lunch, drinks, racing simulators.
Sounds like a blast for the guys, yeah.
American Mahjong and Chinese Mahjong are both happening.
Get your tiles ready, everyone.
Downhill skiing group at Deer Valley and PCMR.
Hitting the slopes, yeah.
Snowshoeing is happening, but depends on the weather, of course.
Gotta love those mountain conditions. Unpredictable.
Stitch and chat for the crafty folks.
Knitting and socializing, that's nice.
Supper club is a Valentine's evening potluck.
Romantic, very nice.
Walking group is hibernating for the winter.
See you in the spring, walkers.
Wine tasting with South American Reds.
Salad. Cheers to that.
Writer's circle for the wordsmiths.
Get those creative juices flowing, everyone.
Okay, that's a wrap on the February 2026 Newcomers Newsletter.
Packed with activities, as always, yeah.
Definitely something for everyone, I think. That was a great discussion. I enjoyed that.